that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees, went out to meet him, and as they went, they kept shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he, and praise to him who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Praise the Lord. I want to remind you of what the month of April is all about. Not only do we celebrate the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Jesus, but there's a lot of good things happening in the month of April. Numbers are very important to God. When you look through scriptures, you find all about numbers and how important they are to God. Well, this is the fourth month. And four means completeness. And the four witnesses of God on earth are miracles, wonders, signs, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember what we've been talking about the last few Sundays, how that Jesus has given the church the Holy Spirit, and we're going to do greater works than he did, which means greater in area. Amen. And so this is the month that we're going to see and are seeing miracles, signs, and wonders, and gifts of the Holy Spirit been evident. The word tells us in Hebrews 2:4, then God added his witnesses to theirs. He validated their ministry with signs, astonishing wonders, all kinds of powerful miracles, and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which he distributed as he desired. Amen. So the month of April, believe God for unprecedented miracles and breakthroughs in all spheres of life in Jesus' name. So what's happening this month? April is full of blessings, full of good health, favor, mercy, joy, greatness, abundance, God's goodness, full of honor. April is full of gainful and productive ideas. Amen. It's full of God's purpose for your life, full of promotions, full of God's help, full of fame, full of financial breakthrough. April, full of all goodies of life and full of a close walk with God. Can I get agreement in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Hallelujah. So we've come in this place today to worship the one who willingly gave it all. On Wednesday nights, we're going to be talking about the miracles of Jesus for the next few Wednesday nights. The miracles that Jesus did and how we can bring those into our lives and be encouraged by them. So we're going to be covering a couple of those this coming Wednesday night. So come on out and be blessed. And so, but we've come in this place as well. Let's just stand to your feet this morning. We've come in this place to worship the one who willingly gave it all so that we could have it all. Life to the overflow. And the Holy Spirit is just saying to us this morning, yes, overflow is what I desire for you as my sons and daughters, and continue to walk in the provision that I have planned for you long ago. All of this is going on. God already knew about it. He planned it long ago so that we could walk in it. And we just need to believe it, amen, and trust in the one and receive it by faith. So in Ephesians, in the Message Bible, is some awesome, awesome word. So I, like Paul, want to greet you with the grace and peace poured into our lives by God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. How blessed God is and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid the earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What a pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And we're just not barely free, but abundantly free. He thought of everything and provided for everything we could ever possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything we were brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planted earth. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he already had his eyes on us. Designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone. Hallelujah. Just lay your hand on your heart and say, God is working it out in me. Amen. It is in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming. A reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place today. We've come into this place to raise our anointed hands, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come and move among us today. Come and set upon us and brood over us today, that there is a breakthrough in our lives in every area. We choose today not to settle for anything less than what your word has said that belongs to us as your children, as your sons and daughters. You gave us the best when you gave us Jesus. Jesus, we're so thankful that you came and that you paid the price for us that we could have life and life abundantly in this earth, sealed by your blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just speak breakthrough in Jesus' name. That you not leave like this, like you came in Jesus' name. But you've come to be encouraged and strengthened today in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for your word and song today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this time of worship that we can come into your presence, lift up holy hands, magnify your name, your presence, precious Holy Spirit. Walk among us even now. Touch every person that's in this place today. No one leaves here in pain. No one leaves here without a touch from you today, God. That we go out, that we've come in here, but then we go out and take what we've been given here. In Jesus' name, worship the Lord. Amen and amen.
Good to be once again in the house of God. Amen. I tell you what I did this morning. I got up and I walked out of the house and come down here to get everything together. And I was kneeling here and praying, and phone rang. It was my wife, and she said, "Honey," I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary."
Yeah.
Oh, hold on now. That's a two-way street, ladies. Now, when I left out of the house, she didn't say it before I left, so we both forgot it, didn't we? But it's just a great thing. I never thought I'd make it 24 hours, let alone 25 years. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's an awesome thing. You know, little did I know how much control God had in my life then. I mean, it's just, you know, I look back at that, I'm like, wow, you know, somebody knew what they were doing long before I did. Oh yeah. That's hands down the way that was. That's hands down the way it is with everybody. None of us are perfect. But I tell you this, if you'll stay in the Word and walk in His graces, that makes that line a lot straighter. Oh yeah, oh hallelujah. But anyway, I didn't come here for all that. God is good, and that's what I stand on, amen? Hallelujah. Go ahead, Kenzie.
Beautiful one, my soul, for us.
Last night we was having dinner with this couple, and this is just another miracle that God has performed. This lady flatlined, and now she was sitting at the table last night looking at us, laughing and giggling, cutting up like she always did. You know, I'm not really good at telling stories, but the moral is that God's still in the blessing business.
Amen. Amen.
You know that. That amazes me. You know, this lady, she left here. That heart quit. They brought it right back. And then she went on to tell that she had heart valve problems, and what they were seeing, the imagery was, the valve was working correctly and no damage, and even to some type of tissue that grows under something in there, it was all fine and all this good stuff. I'm like, wow. And then people don't believe God is real.
Amen.
I feel for them. And then they went on to talk about prison ministry. And her husband is excited to go in because he has seen himself what it's like inside of a prison. And he has seen himself how serious men are when everything's been taken away from them.
Yeah.
And that's all they have. That's all they can turn to in there because there's nothing else. Oh, yeah, I found it that way. I sure did. And, you know, I'm grateful that I got put in that place of submission, because had I not, it's until I'm probably dead. But I'll let anybody know, if you can support someone that's going to a jail to do a ministry, oh, hallelujah, that's a good thing, because a lot of those people will never get out. But that don't mean they can't be saved.
That's right.
You can be saved anywhere you are, any condition you're in, amen? And that's what it's all about, you know. That's what it's all about. But anyway, God is good all the time.
Amen.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. He sure did, didn't he? That's all right. Come on, Kenny. Hallelujah.
who God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, who God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah, 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 praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah. For you alone are worthy, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah, 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 say hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can we get the ushers to come forth, please? Lord, time to take our offering up this Sunday, Lord God, and I just thank you for that. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing each giver of this church, Lord God, each tither, Lord God, each offering, Lord God. Heavenly Father, Oh, Lord God, just bless it mightily, Lord God. Bless the cleaners. Bless anybody that comes into this building, Lord God, and performs the task, Lord God, that's needed, Lord. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him.
Most of you all know all the stuff that I went through when I was younger, but with Ricardo telling about that woman just reminded me of something that Mom told me a long time ago that I had forgotten. But for people that don't know, when I was like 2 years old, like in 1972, I got ran over by a car, and I mean, it ran over my skull. I had a depressive skull fracture. They had to do surgery. They've done surgery on my right eye like 8 or 9 times, whatever. And they said that, you know, if I lived to be 6, I wouldn't be able to, I could only live to be 6, and then that would be it. If I lived past 6, I would just be a vegetable, but wouldn't be able to walk, talk, or anything. And I always used to joke, well, I'm a fruit of the Spirit now.
Yeah.
But I remember Mom telling, and I wish she was here because she can always tell a story so much better than me. But when I was little, one of my surgeries, I came out, and I don't remember this, but I came out, and I apparently had died on the table. And I told Mom I saw Jesus. And but, of course, I don't remember any of that, and Mom always had a better story to go with that than I did. I won't even repeat it because I don't remember it. But what I'm just saying is, look what God can do. I mean, and it is no respecter of persons. You don't have to be a pastor, because Brother Jerry's been through everything. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be nothing. I'm a wife, a mother, somebody who works at the dollar store. I mean, you know, but I'm just as important as anybody else. Amen. God Amen. Cares for you Amen. No matter what you do or what Amen. You say. And I wasn't supposed to live past 6, be able to have children, talk, walk, drive, you know. Wow. And so, and of course, Mom and Dad knew of God ever since I've been born. We went to First Baptist Church. I got saved when I was 7. By the time I was going to be 9 years old, I came here. And I think that was God, too. I know it was God. And I just wanted to tell y'all, I love y'all.
I love you, too. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 You know, one thing about it, I think it's the thing that we need to do is remember what he's done. We need to remind ourselves what he's done, because the enemy's going to throw stuff at you, and he'll say, well, you know, he's not going to come through this time. But guess what? I know God.
That's right.
He is faithful God. He is worthy to be praised. And today of all days, we can lift our hands and praise him and honor him for who he is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
Amen.
Amen, buddy.
Nanny, you recited a scripture last night. I think it was Psalms 103, if I'm not
yes.
mistaken.
Yes. Amen. Woo!
And she did that, and she said she was standing on that word. And there's been so many days since I've been around Pastor and Mom and Dad. Let's go there. And one other thing I remember really vivid about what she says is, in Jesus' name. And I'll tell this and then I'll go on about my business. But anyway, I had that horse to flip over on me years ago and break my back, blah, blah. Well, when this horse was on her way down on top of me, I pushed myself away from her. I knew I was in trouble. And for some reason, the first words out of my mouth were, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's the truth.
Amen.
Because when I hit the ground, she was just right on top of me.
Amen.
And I was in a fetal position. And when she got close enough, I kicked out. And instead of her landing on top of me, she landed beside me. And then, instead of her rolling to her right, she rolled over top of me. And when she did that, I saw that happen. I said, in Jesus' name again.
Amen.
And when I come to my senses to where that I tried to get up, and I couldn't, I said, in Jesus' name again.
Amen.
I remember that.
Amen.
I remember that well, because I could not move.
Jesus.
And then I laid there a few minutes, and I rolled over, because it was about 5 minutes before Miriam and them even knew anything had went on. And so anyway, I laid there, and I rolled over. And when I did, I could feel my legs. But you know, it's funny. I never did get scared doing none of that. I never did. Never got, I was never afraid. But to make a long story short about that, I know you've heard it, but the doctors told me that had my bones cracked this way, I'd been paralyzed, but instead they were cracked this way. And then a little bit later on, I went back and the doctor wanted to know, well, your back's never been broken. Well, yeah, it has, but you know, but God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
But God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just, yes, ma'am, hold on. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Amen.
We'll do that.
Amen.
Let's do this, and then we'll do Dare to Believe right behind it.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this is what church is all about, guys. You know, I know we need money to keep the doors open and all this good stuff, but when it comes right down to it, this is why we're here, to support each other and to back each
amen.
Other. to be on each one's prayer and to be supportive of each other. Amen. You know, God's still in the blessing business.
Amen.
And I yes, ma'am. Hold on.
I want to share my testimony. My oldest granddaughter is 15, and she's completing her second semester as a freshman at UK College. And Friday night, she auditioned for the UK pep band and their marching band, the freshman one, and she got accepted. I know, Ricardo, U of L, but honey, she was excited. I'm telling you, she was excited. Okay, you say, well, that's good. You have a really smart grandchild, and I'm not boasting about her. I'm boasting about God, because you all have to remember, at age 4, she was told she will be a slow learner. Her brain had been attacked by encephalitis, and Pastor Laverne prayed over one time as we were exiting the ER, and we were given the worst case scenario by the UK pediatric neurology team. And here she is. What can I say?
Amen.
God took care of her.
Amen.
And he'll
Amen.
Do it just like everybody
Amen.
Else's testimony.
Amen.
He will Amen. Do it again and again Amen. And again and again.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory
Thank
to God.
You, Jesus.
This is good. That's what it's all about.
Long time since I sang this song. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach
good news.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach
good news.
Yeah. He has sent us to the poor. Upon me and you too, because He has anointed me to preach
good news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach
good news.
Comfort those who mourn.
Lord, this is the day
of the vengeance of our God. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We was back there, me and Jenny and him in the room counting the tithes and offerings, that this is not the year, even though it is the year of the Lord, this is the month.
Amen.
Shirley was sharing about April.
Yeah.
And Danny was dreaming about April.
Yeah.
And when we said, this is the year, I thought, no, this is the month.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. I'll help you out right now.
Have you been there, church? I know you have.
That's right.
You got to keep your eyes on Jesus, don't you? You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you. Say it's time to stand in faith.
I dare to believe that miracles happen here, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He is much more than able. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
There's a miracle inside you.
It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know that tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, never keep you down, no. 'Cause soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come a breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here, that mountains still move, and demons still. God that we serve, He's much more than able here. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You'll see it, it won't be long, that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than here. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here, that mountains still move, and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able here. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No
don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Say yes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, everywhere you go, you see people, they're looking for somebody to give them some hope. You know, and that's what we're to do. We're to share the hope that's within us. Amen.
What was that song you used to sing something about rising up on the wings of eagles? There is something for those who wait. Those who wait upon the Lord.
They that wait upon the Lord, yeah, shall renew their strength.
How's it go?
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Are the classes standing here or being dismissed today?
Classy, we have classes.
Okay, we can dismiss classy. Praise and worship team, thank you. And Sister Shirley.